Reginald. And now hit send.
What?
No bars? No! No! Oh, no!
Is your outdated phone or inconsistent cell service making you feel out of touch with the modern world? It's time to leap into the future with 4G LTE service from Thumb Cellular. The guaranteed best coverage and most dependable service throughout the Thumb area, the latest smartphones, and local offices you can stop into in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Visit Thumb Cellular today, and then you'll know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
The benefits of playing multiple sports from the youth level through high school are being proven even by those who've made it to the so-called next level. More college coaches want multi-sport athletes, and nearly 90% of the players taken in the recent pro football draft played multiple sports through high school. To learn more about multi-sport participation, visit the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Find your new Chevrolet truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring during the Red Hot Chevrolet Truck Month sale. Choose from the Thumb area's largest selection of in-stock Chevrolet trucks and make a super deal. When the frigid snowy weather arrives, the family will love your brand new 2006 Chevrolet Suburban LT 4x4 as low as $493 a month with zero down. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit moreshoreline.com.
Listen every Sunday to The Strong Side on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football. It's 60 minutes dedicated to high school football in the Thumb of Michigan. Join Clark Ramsey, Dave Hidson, and from the Herndon Daily Tribune, Paul P. Adams, as they break down the previous week in high school football and take a look to further the playoffs. There may not be a hotter team the second half of the season than the Cass City Redhawks. After starting out the season at 2-3, including three late fourth quarter losses, the inventors of the Chug Chug Cheer have finished the regular season at 4-0, securing an automatic playoff berth in the final week of the regular season.
They won four straight games in a row and slid into the 3 seed in this district. And they've been deemed the dark horse to win this district. I picked them tonight, Clark, and they certainly have a chance to upset USA here and get a little payback from that early season loss.
We've seen some changes in the Redhawks lineup over the course of the season, with the largest more than likely being at the quarterback position. Originally, senior Hunter Vaughn was the play caller, but against Lakers in week 5, a change was made, and ever since, we've seen freshman quarterback Sandon Cathrell under center.
Typically in this area, you don't see a quarterback change mid-season unless it's due to an injury or something major. So it's something we haven't seen very often. But Sandon Cathrell, a freshman, it brings the ability to throw the ball a little bit. He completed 4 of 7 passes against Lakers, and he only completed 1 against Reese out of 3 attempts. But it was a game-winning touchdown with 21 seconds left. So he has the ability to make the big play through the air.
Very similar to the USA Patriots, the Redhawks of Cass City have an extremely talented backfield. Week in and week out, especially in the second half of the season, Cass City has been boasting 300-plus yards a week rushing the ball. This kind of production is the work of multiple running backs with various running styles.
Against Reese, they had 3 guys go for over 100 yards. Brad Hacker, TJ Moore, your seniors, and Nick Perry, who's a junior, lead this team in yards and touchdowns. All 3 of them scored against Reese, and again, all 3 of them went for over 100 yards. They can beat you in a lot of different ways.
Through 5 weeks of the season, things were not looking good for Kansas City. They had just 2 wins to their credit and let a few wins slip away from them in the final minutes, USA being one of them. But with their backs against the wall needing 4 wins in 4 weeks, they did it with a strong offense but also a strong defense with the ability to close out a game.
Close out a game is the key there. It's like watching the Tigers, Clark. If you don't have a good closer, you lose a lot of games. And Cass City lost 3 big-time games because they couldn't finish the job in the last 2 minutes. They gave up touchdowns and lost games. Otherwise, we could be looking at another team that's 8-1 or 9-0.
The Redhawks are averaging over 36 points a game and allowing just 16, and are looking to avenge a week number 3 loss to the USA Patriots. You're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLEW Sports Network. Cass City at USA in 16 minutes.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormar grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and Ten Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle and .450 Bushmaster. This four-shot bolt-action rifle is a legal alternative in the shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, is legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Exclusively available at Randy's Hunting Center. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mountain boar sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available. Get ammunition at the best price anywhere, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Check out their website at randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Listening to the WLAW Sports presentation of MHSA football playoffs on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. Mark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your broadcast tonight from USA. The USA Patriots are hot off the heels of their best regular season in over a decade, going 8-1, the best record since 2005. Head coach Tyler Langs has been able to turn around a program that scored just 74 points two seasons ago to make the playoffs 2 years in a row, a divisional title in a home playoff game in a long, long time.
Well, he's done a miraculous job turning this program around so quickly. He did it in just a couple seasons, and now look at him, 8-1, hosting a team in Cass City here in the playoffs in round one. Got to be exciting times here in USA.
Last year, the USA Patriots began the season on a hot streak, going 5-1 through the first 6 weeks of the season. But to finish the year, the Patriots could not muster enough for a victory in their last four tries, finishing 5-5, losing in the first round of the playoffs. This year, USA fell short in week number one to Obli by just 10 points, and it's been nothing but W's in the win column for now, 8 weeks in a row.
Well, they lost to Obli by 10 points, but since then, they have given up one touchdown or less four times, including a shutout against Vassar. So the defense has completely kicked it up a notch, and the offense has been running on all cylinders.
It is no secret that USA likes to run the ball. In fact, the only thing that runs more than USA might be a refrigerator. The MO to the Patriots' success this season has been a strong backfield with a potency that resembles East Berlin. In the past 6 weeks, USA has accumulated over 2,000 yards rushing the ball, an average of 300 yards a game.
No question about it, Clark. They are led by their senior running back, Tanner Foley. Against Harbor Beach last week, he had 17 carries, just 89 yards, but scored three times. Macklin Gettle, he's more of the fullback, the power north-south back. But the guy to keep an eye on, your X-Factor tonight, Josh Lang, has been playing a lot better as of late. His 16 carries last week went for 121 yards and two touchdowns against Harbor Beach. He's been the difference for this offense compared to what we've seen earlier in the year when they played Cass City the first time.
And Tanner Foley and Josh Lang both just very few yards away from surpassing 1,000 rushing yards this season. When you run the ball as effectively as the USA Patriots, it's easy to forget about the passing game. but we have seen the red, white, and blues' capability to throw the ball as well, and that stems from first-year play caller Ryan Kine.
He completed three passes against Cass City, three against Ubley, and only one.